What were the challenges and rewards of teaching ethnography to language learners?
These are rather good questions, because there were both challenges and rewards, and that's for sure. I mean, okay, so what we're doing is taking students at a time when they're preparing to go abroad, and so they're maybe anxious about it, and we're trying to get them to do something completely new. And that can be a challenge. This is something that, you know, is unfamiliar, and that is personally quite exciting, but also challenging. You're putting yourself on the line, you're implicated in the research that you're doing. So you're not simply looking at words on a page, you're in there in a social situation, negotiating meaning. And I think students realise immediately that that is potentially very exciting, but they haven't tried it before. So that's, I guess, the first challenge, actually getting students to feel comfortable with the methods. So if you take participant observation, you know, this is very vivid in my mind, the first small field work assignment that students have to go out into the field locally and to do a spot of participant observation. And usually they sit in a local bar or whatever. And some of them come back very anxious and say, nothing was happening. I took some notes, but nothing was happening. And, you know, that's a challenge to get them to realise that things were happening. Quite a lot of things were happening, and they've noted them, but they just seem banal, mundane, ordinary. But when they carry on going back to that setting and they note things again, meanings start to take shape, directions in the research start to take shape, questions for future research start to emerge. And so I guess the challenge is trying to convince students that they will become confident in what seems like a very unusual set of activities for them to start off with. It's getting them from a position of insecurity to a position of relative authority, that it's legitimate to do this kind of research, and that, you know, and that there are substantial rewards to be had in terms of their experience abroad, in terms of the originality of their project work, and certainly in terms of the sense of pride that many of them feel in the project work when they come back. You know, we have one, because we interview students when they return to find out what their experience has been like, and we had one in particular, I can remember, who was saying, this project is all my material. Nobody told me how to do it, nobody told me the theme, nobody told me, you know, I was helped, of course, supervised in organising the project, but basically, this sense of ownership of a unique project that comes out of unique interactive experience. Another challenge, I guess, is thinking about not just doing the research, but ethnographic writing, which is somewhat different from the academic writing that students have done before, in most cases. The exciting thing about ethnographic writing, I think students realise this fairly rapidly, is that it kind of segues sometimes into creative writing. It is social sciencey, but this need for thick description when you're talking about a social scene can unleash a kind of creativity that writing an essay on Simone de Beauvoir might not. It's a different kind of writing. And so I think, you know, as a complement and an addition to other kinds of writing that students are doing, it's absolutely tremendous from that point of view. It frees some kinds of creative juices that aren't being required of them in the other writing they're doing for their assessment. So that sense of enjoyment and freedom, I think, is one of the rewards that eventually comes out of this original sense of insecurity. I mean, from my point of view, as somebody who teaches the course and supervises the overall projects, the rewards are tremendous. So often we feel a sense of reward when we see students come back from a year abroad anyway. They are transformed. They are mature. Their language skills are fantastic. They are flying. But when they've done ethnography and that's gone well, they've got an added extra. They've got something that is, I think, an advantage over students who haven't. They have that self-reflexivity. They have that knowledge of how important to them these new research methods were. I think that, well, also they often have really enhanced language skills because they have been engaged effectively throughout the year in what is one great big long conversation and listening comprehension with people who are speaking their target language. And that kind of intensive exchange is born of ethnography, where you're negotiating meanings together. You simply don't get that if you're not doing this kind of project. So, you know, I would say that often their language skills are even better. And then they have been thinking about things like being tolerant of difference, tolerant of ambiguity, being open to people, not coming out with knee-jerk responses to people, thinking hard about, you know, the social situation you're in and the people you're in it with. And these are all incredibly important transferable skills. So I think, you know, somebody who's taught the course, that for me is one of the most rewarding things, seeing the students come back fired up, full of themselves, because they've had the opportunity to do a really great original project.